This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
Big O, any insight on Daniel Snyder? The NFL should strip him from the... George, I saw the story of Daniel Snyder, and I read about it, and this guy, he released the emails of John Gruden, and they show the emails, and him and I think Bruce Allen are going back and forth with naked cheerleaders, and then, you know, this picture's better than us or whatever, and all this and that, and Carson Palmer gets caught in the middle. He says, yeah, Carson Palmer, another USC wussy, but he didn't use the W, okay? Poor Carson Palmer. He wakes up to this. It's like, yo, bro, why am I getting all the shrapnel here? What the hell's going on, you know? And Daniel Snyder is just a lowlife. He's always been a lowlife. Like, you could tell he was a lowlife. Always. From the get-go. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Like, you didn't see it coming. And now's when, you know, it's all coming always, you know, to a point now where it's a boiling point now, you know, for people. But you kind of knew what he was, man. And it's either he's got more dirt on other people and they don't want to throw him under the bus because he may have dirt on other owners or something. I don't know, but it's incredibly scummy to release those emails. And look, I'm not saying what Gruden did was right. I'm not justifying it, but, you know, it's still a classless thing to do when it's, you know, other people's private stuff. And yeah, I get it that they're doing, you know, and doing some pretty gross things if they're exchanging naked pictures of cheerleaders, you know, but man, yeah, just a bad dude all around. I don't know what the NFL is going to do, but they need to find a way to get rid of him. And by the way, the Washington fan base deserves this more than anything else. I'm not a Redskins fan. I don't care about the Redskins.
Commanders.
I'm sorry. I don't care about the Commanders. They're not my favorite team. They never have been. They never will be. But, dude, I respect what that franchise used to be. And how could you not admire what they turned into, what they were for many, many decades, and what that guy has turned it into, a laughingstock, and those fans, because I know because I'm a Dolphins fan, and what's been done to this franchise for the last 20 years was unacceptable, dude. Disgusting. And I was pissed. So I imagine that Commanders fans are just as actually more disappointed than we are. And they have a good man running the franchise right now in Ron Rivera. A really good human being, dude. Like, I'm a big Ron Rivera fan. But working for that guy, that's... I just feel bad for those players. I feel terrible for the fans and Ron Rivera that they have to deal with that guy. And I wish the NFL would get rid of him.
Remember, we showed the training camp when they opened up training camp.
Nobody was there.
There's like five people there.
Nikki Havala, who covers the Redskins, the Commanders.
We're going to get canceled soon.
The Chargers and the Redskins, I can't get that out of my mind. It takes me a while, and it's and the Charger thing has been going on for a while now, and I can't. I still say San Diego time, bro. And all also, the damn time I say San Diego still. I get caught. I at least, you know, it took me a few years, but I kept saying Devil Rays. And it took me a few years to finally say Rays. It's just.
I only remember because Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, I don't mean it by any insult or anything. It's just habitual. I've been programmed that way. It's been the Redskins since I was a child. It's, you know, been the San Diego Chargers since I was a child. So it's just hard, man.
I think the icing on the cake, too, is that Sean Taylor tribute, right? Not saying that he was involved in that whole thing, but somebody from up top had to give the okay that works.
Right, yeah, that works. Right? Like, yeah, really?
Are you serious?
How is that? His uniform is the... No, that's what you do when you retire a number, you idiots. If you're going to honor the guy, it's with his face and, you know, his body and all that. And, you know, it's like having a Dan Marino statue outside of Hard Rock Stadium, and it's just like a uniform. No holding the ball, no nothing. It's just no face, no nothing. It's just that. Like, people would be like, what the hell is that, dude? What are you doing? That's Marino. That's Shula. That's... You know?